Welcome. Happy Tuesday. Thank you for being here. I'm Debbie Quain, and you are part of another live, I don't know what the right way to say that, live recording. Sounds like an oxymoron. A recording of the live show for Confetti, the wedding planning business talk show. And for the most part, I try to record the show on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for being here. I truly, truly appreciate it. If you're on the telephones, a very special welcome. If you'd like to join the live chat room, you need to hop on over to confettiradio.com and select the watch, I think, link, or just go to confettilive.com. If for some reason you're not getting the video or the audio stream on the Confetti Live page, then you can call in to just listen to the audio at 213-992-4358. So, for today's show, we have a specific topic. We're talking about wedding planning software, professional wedding planning software. And I sent an email out to the weddingsforaliving.com list and got some really great feedback. So, if you're planning weddings for others, either whether you're actively doing that or thinking about doing that or working your way towards doing that, you need some sort of system to keep everything organized. And thankfully, there are some real clever people out there that have created software just for that. Now, there's some software that's out there just for the actual end user, the couple who's getting married. But then there's also software specifically designed for us, for wedding pros, event planning pros. And that's what our focus is today. And I'm very happy to say that I have someone on the line who knows all about that. Hopefully. Jeff, are you there?
I am right here.
Oh, wonderful. So I have Jeff Kier on the line, who's one of the owners of My Wedding Workbook Pro. And for those of you, I'm going to shut up in a moment and let Jeff talk, but I don't want to make assumptions, right? So when I ask the question, whenever we talk about wedding planning software, as we've done for a couple of years on this show, this is the product that always comes up, My Wedding Workbook Pro. So it stands to reason. I reached out to Jeff and he responded. And because that seems to be the that seems to be the big deal for so many of us, it makes sense that he's here. So I actually sent out a note on the on our Facebook group asking if anyone, you know, because I heard so much great things about My Wedding Workbook Pro. I don't personally use it, so I started using it, and I thought, oh, okay, maybe I'm not using it the right way. So I asked for feedback and it all came pouring in. So I want to share some of the feedback I got. But as I said, Jeff is on the line and he's going to answer questions that you have and address the good, the bad, and the ugly. Right, Jeff? That's fair to say?
Sure.
Yeah, I've put you. What's he going to say now? No. So any questions you have for Jeff, please direct them. Although he's on the phone, I haven't opened up the phone line for you to call in. So I would ask if you would just type your questions in the chat room. And Jeff, can you see the chat from where you are?
I can see it right here.
Perfect. So Jeff can take a look at some of your responses and feedback there. But Jeff, I've gone on and on and on. So why don't you give us a little bit of background and intro about who you are and your clever company?
Oh, sure. Well, I am one of the three owners for My Wedding Workbook Pro. We founded our company about 5 years ago. And initially when we built it for actually brides and grooms. So we were one of the ones that built software for the couples. And after about a year of that in the market, and it's called myweddingworkbook.com, after about a year in the market, we were getting all these emails from wedding planners saying, you know, nothing like this exists online. And what you've got looks like it would be pretty interesting for wedding and event planners to use. So could you guys build something for us? And so what we did was we sort of took some of what we developed for My Wedding Workbook, especially the sort of the workbook parts where, you know, it's sort of the nitty gritty of the planning. And then we added sort of an overlay interface to that for planners that lets them sort of more manage clients and invoicing and that kind of stuff. And we sort of put them together and offered that as My Wedding Workbook Pro, which was our first professional product. And that was probably, three or so years ago. And so that's how we got our start. And as you had said, there's been a lot of talk lately because we came out with a new edition of, it's pretty much a brand new application of our software about a month and a half ago. And it was based on feedback that we've gotten from planners, event planners and wedding planners for like the last 2 years. I've got three or four Excel sheets, very long Excel sheets full of information and input and feedback from our last system of what people really, you know, were dreaming of using. This is sort of the ultimate application. And so we've been building that for the last 10 months and released it about a month and a half ago. And it's a bit different than my wedding, than the old my application. So I think a lot of people, you know, it's hard to change sometimes, and we realize that. And so we're trying to, you know, make changes and updates and revisions to our new application based on feedback we're getting from all of our users. So that's sort of where we're at right now.
Okay. Okay. And prior to the wedding software, even though it was, you said you started off working, creating something for the clients, what other involvement is there? Are you guys doing some other type of, are you involved in any other kind of software beyond the weddings and the special event industry?
We do offer one other kind of software, and it's actually for other types of creative professionals, more graphic designers and ad agencies and freelance designers and web developers. So it's sort of a project and business management tool similar to My Wedding Workbook Pro, but that one's crafted just specifically for those types of creative professionals.
Okay, okay. I'm curious, for those of us that are here in the chat, if you would indicate, is anyone, I know there are a few people here, I recognize the names and based on the conversations we had prior to today, but who's using My Wedding Workbook Pro, or who has used My Wedding Workbook Pro? Mona says she's using that. Okay, great. As I said, I don't use, and I'm going to bring up the other software that I'm currently using. But I had a go. I went through the trial, and as I was explaining to Jeff earlier, what I did, I was in the midst of starting a new event. So I had this new event that I wanted to get started, and I figured, well, this is a good time to get started with the software. And for me, what was difficult for me, I could not figure out how to make the workflow work for me, if that makes sense. So that's my experience, and I will say nothing more beyond that because I didn't give enough time to sort of go in depth. But I'm curious to hear your experiences with regard to the software. I want to play something. I did ask for feedback, so I did get some feedback on the listener talkback line, and I want to play something from Anne Schwa, I think is her name. I always say it's just such a beautiful name, but Anne Schwa. Hope you can hear it.
Hi, Debbie. This is Anne Schwa Lewis with Schwa LaRue Events. I am now officially going to be based out of Houston, Texas. I'm excited about having a location now. I wanted to give you my feedback on the wedding planning software that I use. And right now, my favorite is Planning Pod. And I've noticed on the Facebook group that there's a lot of interaction about whether Planning Pod is really good or not so good for business. What I like about it, I'm just going to go through the things that it does. It allows you to save contacts, so that's vendors, venues, and your clients. Each event is what I use as my clients' weddings or events. And it has a calendar, and you can invite people to different events, and you can save those calendar updates to your Gmail or your iCalendar or whatever other calendar services that you use. It sends you updates and reminders to that as well. And also, you can keep your contracts updated there and send contracts out to clients for them to sign, as well as generate proposals and invoices for your clients. And finally, it also has a finances feature where you can add all of the expenses and payments that your clients send to you. What I like most about it is that I can communicate with my clients. They have a log on. They can log in and see every task that I've completed, all the tasks that they have to complete. They also have access to their own wedding planning website through Planning Pod. And every time we have a meeting, they can add notes to the notes section for things they want to talk about for the next meeting. And when I have an issue on the to-do list or on the timeline I've generated for them, they can go through there as well and look at everything that I'm looking at the same time. So my business allows me to operate virtually, and it was really important for me to be able to collaborate with my clients. So I've tried Basecamp, but they made some changes. And right now I really like Planning Pod as my number one go-to for event planning. So I hope this helps, and I can't wait for this conversation. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay. Good feedback from Anshwa. And Anshwa brings up a brilliant point. She says that she's able, well, several good points, but what I love is that she said that her clients can log in and see what's what. They can see what they need to do. They can see what she's doing and where she is, and that she's able to operate her business virtually. How things have changed in just the space of a couple of years. Right, Jeff?
Yes, very much so.
And for a lot of us, or maybe it's just me, we're used to having a local installation of software. So that means you're somewhat tethered to wherever that computer is. You know, if it's a laptop, you're a little bit more portable, but being able to operate and work in the cloud is a big plus. So some really great feedback from Anshwa, but I really like the idea of clients being able to log in. The good question in the chat from Gwen, and Jeff, I'll let you address it. She's asking, what was the name of the software she mentioned, Planning Pod? So if you can clarify that for us.
And what she had mentioned is Planning Pod is actually, that's our other software, and it's basically, that's the software for creative professionals, so like designers and people like that. And My Wedding Workbook Pro is basically it's sort of a turbocharged version of Planning Pod, because it offers everything Planning Pod already has and then a lot of other things for event planners, such as it will, My Wedding Workbook Pro also offers ability to manage guest lists, ability to manage itineraries. It has the wedding website tool, so you can give your clients your own website and you can collect RSVPs electronically through the site, and that links with the guest list tool so that you don't have to have the big mess of keeping track of who said yes, who said no in a big spreadsheet.
Yeah.
It does it automatically and adds it up, as well as meal totals. So my Planning Pod is basically, my Wedding Workbook Pro is basically Planning Pod with steroids. That's sort of what she's talking about.
Okay. So I thought she was actually, she truly is using Planning Pod by the way she described it. She's not, I thought maybe she was using the term Planning Pod that meant My Wedding Workbook Pro, but it sounds like maybe she is actually using Planning Pod.
She may be using Planning Pod, but what we've also done is for a lot of our former Planning Pod, we had Planning Pod around for a while before we actually updated My Wedding Workbook Pro. And so she may have been a previous user of Planning Pod, and what we've done with our event planning users of Planning Pod is we've just updated them to basically the My Wedding Workbook Pro platform. So she probably has all those other tools at this point.
Okay, wonderful. So give us an idea of cost that's involved for your software. Is it a one-time fee? Is it there's an ongoing, a recurring charge? How does that work?
Sure. Ours is set up like a lot of online software services where it's a monthly fee. That way it just sort of makes it simple for users to know how the packages work and simple for us to be able to track too. But it starts at $9 a month, and that's for one wedding. So if you're planning one wedding at a time, if you only have one client at a time, it's $9 a month. And it goes up to $69 a month, and that's for unlimited users or unlimited events, unlimited weddings at any time. So, and then we've got plans in between there. One of the most popular plans is our 25 plan, which is $34 a month, which means you can plan up to 25 events at any given time for $34 a month.
Well, when you're at that stage, you know you're doing a serious wedding planner to have planning 25 weddings simultaneously, 25 events. Janelle asked a great question. Does it work on Macs and iPads?
It works on both. Yes, it does. And we're right now it works on Macs and iPads, and we're about to release, I would say probably in the middle of the summer, we've got a mobile app coming out for it, and it should work on Android and iPhone devices. Right now, it works on Macs, it works on PCs, it works on any tablet device, and in a few months, it will also be able to work on any mobile device, too.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Laurie's asking in the chat, if you start with a $9 plan, do you allow for upgrades?
Oh, sure. Yes. At any time, you can upgrade, downgrade, or leave at any time, and there's no penalties for any of it.
Okay. But clearly, if you leave, then the information that was on there will disappear and if the account is closed and then reopened, right?
Actually, if you close your account And then what we do is we basically we purge or clean out our old accounts after about 12 months. So if you leave, but then within 12 months you want to come back, your information is still going to be there.
Oh.
So we keep it around for 12 months. That way, because we have a lot of people who, you know, it can be a very seasonal type of profession. And so some people are like, well, I need it from, you know, February through September, but then from September to January, I don't really need it. And so sometimes we have people who will leave and come back, which is perfectly fine. I understand that. If you don't need it at that point, why pay for that extra expense in your business? We're all about being smart with money too. So if you leave and come back within 12 months, your information will still be there.
Okay. And Jeff, regardless of which level of plan, the service you have, I'm in the Metro Washington D.C. area. If I have an office in New York and another one on the West Coast, we can all log in under that same account. It's based on number of active events, not number of users that can log in.
That's correct. So you can have unlimited users. You could have 50 offices around the world, and you could all be able to log into the same account. Now, you would all have different username and passwords because you can put unlimited users in the account, but you could have, you know, you can have 800 people logging into your account that you've given, certain levels of access and authorization to, and that would work just fine.
Oh, that was my next question, if everyone has the same access. So different
they
levels.
Don't.
You'd have like super admin and then someone who can just view like your clients would only need to see what they need to see and so forth.
That's correct. In fact, that was one thing that we changed from the old application to the new application. The old application, if you gave somebody access to, you know, to their workbook, they got to see everything. In this new version, you can actually set what you want people to access, and this includes, you know, your admins and super admins and your staff members and your clients. So if, you know, you want clients only to see, you know, the budget, the website, the itinerary, and maybe, you know, one or two other items, you can go in. There's a little manager where you can check off the boxes or check the boxes of the areas that you want people to see and not to see, and that's all your clients will see.
Okay, and that varies by event. So depending on if I've got one client who's way more involved and another one who just really needs to see bits and pieces, I can adjust that on each event.
That is one thing you probably wouldn't be able to do just because we have a basic client setting. So if you've got, you know, this is what clients will see and won't see.
Okay.
But the thing is, there are four different settings. There are basically four different user types, and you could use one of the other user types as a sort of a client one and client two. So if you have some clients who are higher maintenance who really want to see a lot of stuff, you can use that setting, you know, that user setting for them, and then you can then use the client setting for all your other clients.
Okay, that's great. I like the idea. I mean, most of the clients I've worked with at the beginning, you know, say that they're hands-on. The truth of the matter is they really aren't. But I think sometimes, especially for clients who maybe you're not quite sure if they don't think our fee is justified, sometimes they need to see all those bits and pieces that we do so that they can feel comfortable that, yeah, okay, I understand now why I've got to pay her the money that I am. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Jonelle is asking, she's saying, I have not seen the program, so pardon my ignorance. Oh, not at all, Jonelle. But can you also upload documents and images? Good question.
Yes. Yeah, with our program, you can. That was one of the things we also added to this particular program, our new application. You can upload, not only can you upload documents and images and share them, but you can also, it's got an image gallery where, you know, say you've got, you know, shots of 10 different types of flowers and you're trying to make flower decisions with you know, your client.
Mm-hmm.
You can upload all of those into the image gallery. You can give them, you know, a title and a description, and then your client can actually go in there and provide comments on each of the pictures, and then you can go back and forth in the comments area so that you guys can say, okay, well, not only can you visually show things to your clients that way and get feedback, but it also gives you sort of a nice record of the decision making in the process.
Oh,
because
that was my next part, you know, yeah.
I've had clients, you know, my entire life, I've been in the creative services industry, And, you know, they forget things sometimes. They're like, well, I didn't agree to that. And you now you can go back and be like, you did agree to that, and this is where you agreed to it. So, you know, that always helps because you can avoid conflict that way.
Yeah, I like that. So it's like, I was going to say the paper trail, which is really not a paper trail.
Exactly.
But yeah. Mona.
We always call it the CYA trail is what we call it.
There you go. The CYA trail. I like that. Mona's asking, on the financial, does the software have balance sheet items?
You know, right now it has a profit and loss statement, and I do not believe we put a balance sheet in there yet, but that is something that we're going to be working on. So Thank you for that piece of feedback there, Mona, and it's something that we're looking at putting balance sheet items in there.
Okay. Mona, I'm glad. I like the way you're thinking. Very good. So I just wanted to share some of the feedback I got. I told you I sent the email out, and sort of runs the gamut. Let's see. Adrian's saying she's not using software right now. She's still at the beginning stages of starting her business. Jacqueline, no software. Gina Barrett saying she doesn't use anything. She says they're too expensive. I don't know if Gina's aware of My Wedding Workbook Pro, because I have to say that's quite affordable, I would have to say. Jennifer's saying, at this time I'm not using any wedding software. Although I've been considering it, I've been in the wedding planning business since 1977. So that was long before there were software options. Great feedback. Michelle is saying she's using iDo. iDo is another software. We're going to focus a little bit more on that in another episode. But that's by Elm Software, I believe. And I think they just came up with a version that's in the cloud. So my before now, iDo was something that you had to install locally on your computer, but they've got an app or some sort of way that you can do it remotely. But I've checked that out, and that's got its pluses and minuses there too. Michelle goes on to say, there are a lot of things I would change as far as the budget section. Oh, she's still talking about iDo and the way it's programmed. And she's saying she currently uses Excel spreadsheets that she's created. So yeah. Marion also said, simple old Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and sometimes Project or Access, depending on complexity. So, you know, wedding planning software isn't a requirement prior to, you know, clever people like Jeff and his the other folks in his company. There wasn't an option. So, you know, we figured out how to make other things work. Amber saying, we use Wedding Workbook Pro to keep track of our clients and billing. Recently, they changed to Planning Pod, and we've been having issues, which the company is trying to work on. It's decent software, but I'm debating whether a decent accounting software would be enough. Let's see, who's this from? Laura saying, I'm not using any software other than trusty Excel and Word. For the catering side of our business, we have Total Party Planner, but no one uses it. So, so much for that software, but she's not really implementing it there. Gerda's saying she's not using any professional software because she's just studying. Colleen, Fairy Godmother, is saying she actually does not use any software. She said there were a few she was going to buy, but they're no longer being sold. She said she is very interested in the subject because she knows that it would help her business. And Summer, I love that name, is saying she doesn't use any software but interested in learning more. Paola's saying she's not using any software. And then Teresa says she's currently using Word, Excel, and Peachtree Accounting to manage her weddings. She said when she first started out, she purchased new wedding planning software, which was created by wedding planners called Confetti and Cake Pro. She said she purchased it because of the price. It was easy to use, and as a novice planner, she didn't have a clue as to what she needed, but she quickly found out that based on her needs, it wasn't the right software for her. Teresa, I don't know if I'm saying her name correctly, has a bridal store, and she said she wanted software that would work with all aspects of her business. So she said she's been reading posts about Basecamp and found software Freedcamp, which is similar to Basecamp. She said it's free to use, but that's as far as she's gone. She said she's also considering Bitrix 24. Ooh, I haven't heard of that, which is a project management software with CRM capabilities. She said this is also free to use. So Teresa's got a lot of information there. And Celeste is saying she's not using anything. So speaking about making do with things that aren't, you know, labeled as professional planning software, I wanted to play back something, a message that Nancy left. Let's see.
Hey, Debbie, it's Nancy. I know that you're probably done preparing, but I do want to query or ask, or if you can touch on it maybe for a later show, regarding Google Apps as planning software. I believe a couple months ago or weeks ago, Precious Richardson posted some screenshots of how she used Google Apps for her, I would say, like her intranet. I don't know if that's correct. And I had the pleasure of speaking with her offline in detail about it. And I mean, and I'm not sleeping on Google applications. I mean, you have to build it, but you're able to pretty much communicate with your clients. You can start chats with them. And, you know, with Google Chat, it keeps a log of all your chats. You can even do video conferencing. You can share documents. Like, you can create your task list. I mean, it's really, you know, remarkable. And for someone who's just starting out or, you know, wants to keep overhead low, you know, for the most part, a lot of the features with the Google applications are free. They do have a Google Apps for Business where it's $5 per user, where you, and that's what the option that I'm going to use, because for my website, I wasn't able to get my own email for my domain. I have to, you know, find another email for my business, and Google Applications has that. So that's why I would be doing the paid if I chose to go with Google. I think I will, but it's wonderful, and I just wanted to thank Precious for taking the time to speak with me on it, and hopefully you may touch on it. And you've been talking about Google a lot, and it integrates with a lot of applications. Some of the applications that I'm using, it integrates with. So hope you are able to speak on it. If not, that's cool, because I waited to the last minute to leave my message. But thank you so much for all that you do. You are such a wonderful resource. I wouldn't be at the state that I am now if it wasn't, you know, for your help and assistance and resource. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. Love Nancy. And Nancy brought up a really good point. So she's using Google Apps, and I'm curious who else is utilizing Google Apps for managing their weddings. And Nancy mentioned that she spoke to Precious. Precious, are you here? I thought I saw Precious's name in the chat. Yeah, Precious is here. So Precious is the Google Apps guru. Jeff, what do you think? What do you think about Google Apps? What's your experience with utilizing their features for doing what we do?
Google Apps, you know, I think there are, you know, not everybody works in the same way. And I think if, you know, when a lot of people are used to using spreadsheets, Google Apps has a lot of pre-made stuff that's, you know, it's pretty useful. And, you know, Google does a good job keeping up their stuff. So it's always going to be there. you probably don't have to worry too much about downtime with it. I think that's one thing that, you know, if you're looking at some sort of online, you know, online tool, it's important that you be able to say, okay, well, I know these people are going to stay up. I know they've been in business for a while. I can trust that my information is going to be there when I need it. So I think that's one thing that, you know, is important when you're looking at online stuff. But, you know, if you're used to spreadsheets and you're sort of a spreadsheet guru kind of person, you know, Google Apps is a good way to go. I know a lot of people out there also just use their own custom-built spreadsheets that right. they've been tweaking for years. And for a lot of people, that works. So, you know, my opinion is we've built our software, you know, to automate a lot of tasks. But if you already have a good way to work and it's working, if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thing.
I kind of agree with that. But also sometimes you don't know until you experience something else. You know, I always bring this point up. Sorry, I have to go there. You know, I thought I had a great doctor until I was referred to a specialist and I saw, you know, the treatment I got. I said, wait a minute. No, my doctor doesn't do this. I need to change doctors. So I was content. I felt what I had was fine until I experienced something else. I'm like, oh, hold on a minute. No, this, you know, the old stuff is over. So sometimes, you know, if you're in a situation, if you've been planning weddings for a while, as you heard from some of the feedback we received, you figure out how to make something work. So if it's working for you, as Jess says, I guess if it ain't broke, but if there is something that's going to make your life easier, then why not go for that? But mm-hmm. it's also, you know, change, as you say, change is constant. And sometimes you got to get through that learning curve to realize. So sometimes the frustration, as it was for me, is just trying to get my head wrapped around how something works. And then once you get used to it, before you know it, it's sort of like, you know, how did I manage without it? Jonelle is asking, do you offer trial period? If so, what are the details for it?
Yeah, it's a 30-day free trial. There's no obligation. All we ask for is a first name, last name, and email address. You don't have to put in a credit card or anything like that. And, you know, you're free to use the unlimited version for 30 days and, you know, kick the tires and see how it works for you. So, and the reason we did the 30-day free trial is because, you know, honestly, when I go to sites, because I use a lot of other people's software, too, to manage my business and manage, you know, how I market it and things like that. Although I do use Planning Pod to manage, you know, all my details and to-dos. But, you know, and I love it when I can just create an account for free, don't have to give them anything, and then just go in there and kick the tires. First of all, it makes me feel like, okay, these people believe in their product enough that they don't want to capture all that information up front, and they will let me make a decision based on my interaction with the product. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was
pleasantly. We offer that free trial.
I was pleasantly surprised to see that there was no credit card required for the trial. That's almost always a given. So, you can just jump right in and get started. Any other questions for Jeff? Any feedback? What would be on your wish list if you could create? You know, what features would you want on your wedding planning software? And I thought about this. For me, Debbie, contact management is important. I want to be able to. Have my vendor information there and to be able to, at a glance, to be able to sort them, you know, by category, by price, by style. Checklists, we as wedding planners live by our checklists to the point where our lists have lists. So I would want something that not only allows me to upload my checklist, but has some templates for me to get started. And for me, actually, that isn't the case because I've been doing this for a while that I have my own list. But for someone new, I think it would be important to have a starting point, at least to figure out where to go in that direction. Being able to create a timeline, and the way I differentiate timeline and checklist is the production day timeline, what happens on the wedding day, being able to upload that and make changes relatively quickly. And the process that I use for creating my timeline is I begin by pulling all the information from each of the contracts. So my wish list for software would be that I could somehow capture the contract for each vendor and pull the information, although I probably have to enter that manually, but it would be a place to say, you know, arrival time of the vendor. So that would automatically populate in my production day timeline. That would be fantastic for me. Guest seating is a big deal because usually at the 11th hour, we're still moving guests around. So being able to do that relatively quickly without making, you know, without it, you know, making me grow crazy would be a big deal would be very important for me. And I mean, we've done weddings where guests are seated at one table and for whatever reason, the couple has, you know, shared that seating arrangement. And for whatever reason, Aunt Betty doesn't want to sit at the table with Cousin Sue. So we've had to change that, you know, for fear of World War III breaking out. So that would be on my wish list. Being able to do the venue layout, that's important for me. And I'm being very selfish here. I'm just telling you what would be on my wish list. And the communication with the clients, that's lacking with the system I have now. So I love the idea of my clients being able to log in and see what's going on and giving, you know, you should be giving your clients assignments too, and something that's going to prompt them and remind them. So if there was a way for, you know, if the email was uploaded for my clients that based on the checklist and the timeline that's already loaded in the system, it would know that 20 days before the wedding day, it would automatically send this reminder to my clients. So those are the things, those are some of the things that I would want on my wish list. I'd be curious if for anyone in the chat, if you want to share things that would make it so great for you. But those are some of the things that are very important for me. Jeff, am I being unreasonable with my request?
No, I think those are all very, very valid requests and desires. It's interesting because I think everybody has their own. It's funny because when we get feedback like this, there'll be like 15 or 20 things that everybody wants.
Yeah.
And then And then there'll be five or six things that each particular person wants for their own software. And so it's always a challenge to try and you know, it's easy to build for those 15 or 20 things, but it's very difficult to build for those five or six things that are all individuals. And so when you're building software, you sort of have to figure out, how do I build in the flexibility for this thing so that it can do most of all of those other items and features that everybody else wants. But I think those are very reasonable. And to be honest with you, our software does not do any kind of seating or venue layout, just because that's sort of its own monster to build something like that. We sort of wanted to focus on sort of productivity and online collaboration software and get that right first before we dove into the seating and layout software pool. But there's a lot of good tools out there for that. Like, one's called socialtables.com. That's this new, really cool online interactive thing. And there's a couple others out there that are pretty interesting. But no, I think you're right on the spot with contact management, checklists and to-do lists, guest list. You talked about itineraries and timelines. I think those are all very valid.
Yeah, the seating thing is a big deal for me because a lot of times I'm helping with that RSVP management. So when we get the response that someone's attending, a lot of times we can just start putting them, assigning them at that moment. And I know the software that I use allows me to do that. So that's very helpful. So if for some reason there's a change or the guest of two is now one, you know, it's clearly obvious almost instantly that there's a gap there. So I like the idea of being able to have that linked in with, and actually, I didn't say that. I didn't say anything about the RSVP management, but I was sort of focused on the guest seating. But for me, again, that may just be a Debbie thing, but the guest list, leaving that to clients to do, I've tried that before, and then usually I have to sort of jump in, whether it's something I've been paid to do or not. But it's usually a pretty big deal. John L. is saying, does it allow for CAD or seating arrangements? So you're talking about like the 3D seating, right, Jonelle, when you're saying CAD? And Laurie is saying Events Click is good for venue layout. Yeah. Yeah, so Jeff, so yeah, John L. is saying, does it allow for seating arrangements or CAD?
Our software does not. We don't have any kind of seating arrangement tool inside of it at this point. What you can do is you can upload and store and share the CAD file in our system.
Yeah.
It's just not going to be able, you're not going to be able to render it at all. So you're not going to be able to visually see it or make changes to it or anything like that.
And it sounds like the direction you're going is not to do that, right? That's safe to say based on current feedback right now.
For the next year, that's not on our plans. Our plans are to make the best productivity and client collaboration tool we possibly can. And so we're focused on getting the mobile version done and getting more feedback from people so that we can sort of perfect this particular system. And at that point, we'll probably, then start to consider, sort of a venue layout, guest seating type of tool. What we've also considered is, contacting a lot of these companies who've already made these tools and somehow collaborating with them so that you can basically pull our data into their tool or something like that. So that's sort of on the horizon, but it's something that we've been thinking about. And I would say, 9 to 12 months from now, we're going to put together a plan to try and figure out how to integrate our tool with something like that.
Okay, makes sense. So what does one do when you have a service like yours? I'm just throwing this out there to everyone. If you're in some place and there's no, you can't get an internet connection, are you, you're basically, that's it. You're SOL, right? If you've got...
that's why we built our current software to work out of the gate on a tablet device. Because if you've got a tablet device, you can run that just through your cell phone service.
Okay.
That's why we built it immediately out of the gate for the tablet device. And every tool that works, on your computer will also work on the tablet device. And then when we come out with the mobile device, it will probably have not quite as much functionality because you can't, it's hard to type on a phone and so you can't quite do as much on a phone with our software as you would probably do in a computer or a tablet. So the mobile app will probably have more limited features than the actual tablet or computer version, but you'll still be able to edit a fair amount of your data on there. Okay. So that's what you're probably going to, that's what you're going to do when you don't have a computer. Okay. Or when you don't have basically an internet access
internet
somewhere.
Connection, yeah. Jonelle's asking, where is this place that I speak of? When I said SOL? Jonelle, stop. Okay. All right. So I think we've kind of gotten the inside scoop about My Wedding Workbook Pro. And I know I recognize a few of the names here. I know there were some folks who were using the service and continue to do so. Anyone here using the older version? I'm just curious. Just want to stir it up a little bit. Oh, Katie's saying she joined the discussion a little late. Which, oh, yes. Thank you, Jonelle. Yes, My Wedding Workbook Pro. Sorry. That's what we're talking about. And we have Jeff on the line, who is one of the owners of My Wedding Workbook Pro, Katie. So if you have any questions, shoot them, type them up really quickly. No typos in the chat. And we'll try to get those addressed. Whilst, if there's anyone, if you have any questions, please post them. I'm just going to go over a few housekeeping bits and pieces. For the Wedding Business Guide members, we have a live class tomorrow. I don't want to call it a class. It's more of a live session. And this will go over the new stuff that's on there. For those of you that do not know what I'm talking about, Wedding Business Guide is a site that it's an online resource which will guide you and show you how to get started with a day of or wedding day management company. Especially if you have a full-time gig. So this is how to do this on a part-time basis, which is a really wonderful way to get your feet wet with this wedding planning thing. A lot of us do the theory and a reading, but I want you to get into the point where you're taking action and getting started with doing day of or wedding day management is a good way to do that, in my opinion. So you can check out weddingbusinessguide.com. But for those of you that are already part of Wedding Business Guide, you should have received an email, but I will send a reminder. Also, there will be no live show next week. I actually have an event the very next day, the 22nd. So no live confetti episode next week. But I hopefully you can join me the following week, so a fortnight from today. And as I almost always do, I just want to remind you of two great resources. Audible, if you're listening to this show, Audible is a great way to listen to a book. I love to read. I don't have a whole lot of time to read. So it's wonderful to have someone read to you. Once a man, twice a child. And currently, someone just finished reading to me a great book, so great that I've forgotten the name, come to, by Michael, oh, gracious Lord. It's escaped me. It's a really great book, and I just finished it today. Oh, embarrassing. Okay, it's going to come to me. Sorry. It's about getting clients. Oh gosh, it's gone. It's gone. I don't even have my thing with me here, my Kindle. Otherwise I'd tell you. Okay. So much for that. And then the other resource I wanted to make sure I share with you is Freedom Voice. If you are getting started or you have an existing wedding business, Freedom Voice is a really great way to accept phone calls for without having to use your mobile phone or give out a number that may possibly change down the line. So you can either get a toll-free number or a local telephone number for less than $10 a month, and that gives you, hold music. You can get extensions. I believe it comes with 5 extensions and several minutes that you probably won't go through each month. So you can check that out at tryfreedomvoice.com. That's a free 30-day trial, tryfreedomvoice.com. And because my mind is all over the place. The place to get your free audiobook, which is where I was going with that when I couldn't remember the name of the book, you can go to confettiradio.com/audible. Confettiradio.com/audible. AUDIBLE. And download your free book. Get a free book. You get one free credit and try out the service for 30 days. But if you are an avid reader but just haven't had the time, you can, read a book whether you're commuting, driving, working out, hanging out in the house. I usually read when I'm getting ready for bed, listen to a book while I'm getting ready for bed. Okay, so check out those two services. Katie's asking Pumpkin Plant. Yes, Pumpkin Plant was one of the books. I haven't quite finished that, but this is the other one. It's by Michael Port. Gosh, Connor, I can't remember the name of the book. It's something clients. Okay, I could search for it, but I'm not going to do that. Ay, ay, ay. There you go. It's just, you know, senior moments. I'm having more and more of those, honestly. Mona's saying, been in business about a year, started using software in the last 6 months. Are we talking about wedding planning software? Is that what we're going on? I'm sorry. Every time I jump into the chat and I haven't been paying attention, you know, I'm saying things that are sort of out of sync. So I apologize. Okay, so those are the things I wanted to share with you. And by the way, if you weren't aware, weddingsforaliving.com is another site where you can get some free information about being a professional wedding planner. Okay, John L's telling me to scroll up. I'll give you a scroll. Okay. I know what you mean, John L. Yeah, I know I need to. Multitasking, too many things going on. But Jeff, you're still with me, right? You haven't dozed off?
I'm right here.
Okay. So tell folks how they can learn more about your fantastic product and company.
Sure. They can just go to myweddingworkbookpro.com. And the website is, we made it really simple so that you can sort of get sort of a bite-sized idea of what it does. And you can sign up for free right on the site right there. And it has all the information you need. It has a quick tour, has some testimonials from some of our super users there. And if you have any questions, there's also a place on the site where you can just shoot me a quick email. And we do everything in our power to reply to all of our emails, that's the support emails and inquiries, within 24 hours of receiving them. So,
wonderful. What could be better? Getting, you know, support is a big deal. You know, there's some really great products out there, but sometimes you just need someone to guide you along the way. And who wants to wait, you know, 2 or 3 days to get a response, says the woman who sometimes takes 2 or 3 days to respond to your email. But
no, I hear you. I hear you. Hey, and I had one book to add to your list, too.
Oh, wonderful.
And it's about selling a service. It was written years ago. It's by a guy called Harry Beckwith, and it's called Selling the Invisible. And he actually ran an ad agency for years and years and years in Chicago. But everything that's in the book pertains to what your clients are trying to go out there, what you guys are out there trying to do right now, which is sell the invisible, sell a service, because you've got pictures of your events and, you know, you've got testimonials from your customers, but it's really difficult to sell a service. And so, and it's a really small book. It'd probably take y'all of about, you know, 3 or 4 hours to read it. But it has great tips, and it also doesn't make you feel so alone sometimes.
Oh, great. So Selling the Invisible, and the name of the author again?
Harry Beckwith.
Harry Beckwith?
Yes.
Okay, great. There you go, guys. And I just had to go online to find out the name of the book that I couldn't remember. And it's Book Yourself Solid. That's the name of the book. By Michael Port. I remember the author, but couldn't remember the name of the book. So Book Yourself Solid. Really, really great book, and sort of on the same, the idea of, you know, you, that doesn't sound like that's the name of the book. Is that the name of the book? I guess it is Book Yourself Solid. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's the senior thing again. But yeah, it's about having more clients, you know, having more clients, but not just more clients, the clients that you want, the clients that you truly desire. More about quality than quantity. So all ties in with being much happier and leading the life that you want. So that was the name of the book, the Audible book. Sorry. So we got two great resources there. Thank you for sharing that, Jeff. Okay. Just looking at the chat real quick to see if there are any comments that I missed. I'm sure I did. Thank you, Donna. Saying thanks for a great show. And Jeff, she's saying, thanks, Jeff. I will check out your software when I'm ready. Yeah. Good.
You're welcome.
And Jonelle's saying she's not used the software, but absolutely will check it out. Thanks again. Thank you, Jonelle. Okay. All right. So I think we're going to wrap it up. My famous last words. So this is episode number 348. So for the replay or to let everyone know about the show, they can just check it out at confettiradio.com/348. And I should have that uploaded within 24 hours of tonight's broadcast. Okay. So you've got the information. Reach out to Jeff and please let me know how you get on. And Jeff, maybe we can do a follow up to see how things are going, because it sounds like you guys are moving and shaking over there.
I'd love that. And, if we do a follow up and everyone who's on the show today, if people poke in there and take a look at it and have any feedback, love to hear it, because we're focused on building the best tool for all of you. And so I can't do that unless people tell me what they want and what they need and what they like and don't like. So I welcome all feedback at all times.
Wonderful. What could be better? Okay. Thank you so much, Jeff. And thank you so much for listening and being a part of this show. I couldn't do it without you. It's just although physically you're not here, the chat, the energy, I know that you're here and it definitely helps. So I won't see you live next week, but a week after that, what date is that? Is that, we're still in May, right? Oh, you know what? That's going to be the day after Memorial Day. So May the 28th. And that live show, I've titled it Seen and Heard. So we're going to talk about industry updates, industry events, anything. And if you know of something going on that would be very helpful for us wedding planners, please share. Go over to confettiradio.com and either use the pink leave a voice message button or use the listener feedback number. I won't bombard you with that telephone number, but if you go on confettiradio.com, you'll see the number there. You can call that number 24 hours a day and leave your information, and we'll try to share that on the next show, okay? As always, thank you. Lots of love and success. Have a wonderful evening. Take care.